Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Well, I usually say, well, here we are. It's another beautiful Thursday night in New Jersey. But however, it isn't Thursday night. It's Wednesday night, the 16th. And I'm expecting a very special guest tonight, my friend Kyle Ward. And I'm also, currently I'm happy to say that I'm recording with Kyle. And so he hasn't called into the studio, into the show yet. And there's a serious issue here because I usually always have on my calendar, my guest's telephone number, just in case they happen to be running late, or just in case they have a lapse in memory and they forget to call. So I'm laughing, but it's not really a laughing matter, is it? And the problem is that I do my show remotely, my podcast, and I do it from my cell phone. And I don't want to get off my cell phone, and I have a landline. And I suppose I could pick up the landline and we could do a call in to Kyle and say, hi, Kyle, where are you? But my landline is hooked up to my modem for my laptop, my business laptop. So I don't want to lose my show either. So I might have to do a little moving around a little bit here in the studio. So I think that I'll go grab my I'll grab my phone, and actually my phone is ringing right now, and I'm wondering if that isn't. Hold on 1 second.
Call from Michelle Ryan.
Oh.
Call from Michelle.
Michelle, I'm doing a radio show, and you're live, so. I would never do that. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that was my sister-in-law. Well, this is a very interesting show. Very interesting show indeed. And we have like the first Nor'easter, you know, the first Nor'easter. So what am I going to do now? I don't know. It's like, I think I'm going to call my friend. I recently recorded a song, and it's being released, and it's called Something Was Wrong. That's the way I'm feeling right now. Something was wrong. So, and something is wrong. Let me get my phone again. I'm going to call my friend John Mullen and see if he has Kyle's telephone number. Because I don't even know remember my sister's phone number. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh, this is funny. It's not really funny. It's just that this is going to be recorded. This is my,
you know, 8.5 years in radio, and this is what's going down with the Nor'easter. And I'm sorry to my sister-in-law if I sounded curt. I just said, oh, I'm doing a radio show. It's like, oh, my gosh. So here we go. Let me see. I'm going to try to call my friend John, 732. See if I have his number right. Let's see. Hold on, everybody. I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere. And we are recording, so everything's going okay. So I guess in the meantime, I'm going to put this on speakerphone and see if I get a phone, if I get an answer. And maybe I'll talk to John for a while. That would be nice. John has a recording studio. Well, hello, John. It's Nancy, and I'm on my radio show right now. I'm okay, John. So I'm calling you from my landline, and I don't know if people can hear you or not, but I'm having a dilemma because I'm supposed to do a show with Kyle tonight, Kyle Ward, and I always put my guest number on my calendar, and unfortunately, I can't go into my iPhone because I'll lose my show. And so I have your number right here, and I thought, let me call John, and then I'm going to talk about you. And this is being recorded right now live. And I was wondering if you had Kyle's cell phone number, because if I go into my cell phone, I'll lose my show, and I don't want to do that. You don't. Okay. I thought since we talked, maybe it would be in your reasons or show up on your. Oh, that's right. You. Okay. I get it. All right. Well, what a bummer. Well, listen, how would you like to do a radio show? I can give you the call-in number. Do you have time? Well, probably. Well, you could come on, and then, you know, if Kyle happens to remember and call in, you can jump right off. But it's usually 40 minutes, and then I promote my not-for-profits.
Yeah, I have to leave you in about 20 minutes, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's a snowstorm out there, and be very careful if you're going to be driving. And I'm going to talk about you anyway now, and then I'm going to pile nice things, of course. But anyway, I'll be in touch with you soon for song number two.
I'm looking on an email. See if I had something from him. I know he just sent me something at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't believe. I mean, I always make it. This is 8.5 years into radio, and I always have their cell phone number on the day of the show in case I have to call them, and I even do a reminder the day before. So, and the call-in number is in the promo, so for whoever is calling in, they always can look for it. So I'm not sure what's going on with him. I know he has some people from out of town in doing some recording, but the show must go on. The show must go on. So I'll just do a show by myself, and it's no biggie. I just thought you might have had it, but it's fine. But thank you anyway, and I'm going to talk about you and your recording studio now. And then talk about Kyle and his recording studio, and then talk about my not-for-profits, and it'll be fine. The time flies.
I'll come off and make sure I get his
number. Yeah. Well, it's my bad there because I just don't have it written down. So that's it. That's the way it goes. All right. Well, you take care out there because it's pretty bad. I mean, it's bad here in where I am in West Long Branch anyway. All right, dear.
I don't have to go 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you take care.
You too.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was John Mullerin. And John is an excellent B3 organ player. I mean, he is one of the best. And the reason why I know this is because I had him on my, he did the B3 organ on my last single that I did with Kyle. And the name of the song is Something Was Wrong. And I didn't know what to do, but I didn't add that into the title of the song. But he was my B3 organ player. I'm still trying to figure out. So anyway, John Mullerin, he owns a beautiful studio, and I visited him at his studio. He owns Acorn Digital Recording Studio. I believe it's in Howell. And so... You know, and that it was really nice, and he's so talented, and he loved the song, and he did an outrageous job on the B3 organ for it. So he's going to be recording with me again on my my second song. And the way the weather's been going, and with COVID and everything, who knows? It's going to be a slow process, and we just have to take things as they go. I have a number here. But I don't know what number it is. I have a number. Saturday. I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to worry myself. Sometimes when you're on your cell phone, you can go other places. Like you can say, give me so-and-so's number. But I'm really afraid to do that because I'm directly connect from my iPhone into my podcast. So if I do that, I might just lose my show entirely. And you know what? I don't want to do that. So, Kyle, wherever you are, I'm going to send you a transcendental, I don't know what you would call it. I'm sending you a message. Kyle, you have a radio show tonight, okay? Kyle Ward. I'm working with Kyle Ward, kylewardproductions.com, and I did an awesome promotion. So, you'll be able to see that and see the photos. And I don't know when we'll do the next show, but I don't know. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Some things
Like, there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Anyway, this is the way it goes. So I'm going to do my show solo tonight. And it's a really blustery, it's our first real, and I think they even called it maybe a nor'easter, maybe a long, but it's pretty bad out there, and I did go out in the snow, despite the fact that they go, please don't go out unless you have to, unless it's an emergency. But oh no, I got in my car, and I had to go to the post office. That was way too busy, but I went yesterday, so I got the bulk of everything mailed out to my children, live actually in Florida and then in Portland, and I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren in those states. So I had to do the grandmotherly and the great-grandmotherly thing and mail out some Christmas presents. And I love writing the cards, Christmas cards. So I sent a lot of Christmas cards. And then at the last minute, I thought, uh-oh, I have a few more I want to do. So I went, and thank God I had stamps on them, and I just ran in, and the line was a mile long, and I just threw them in, and that was that. So what I'm going to talk about tonight that Kyle didn't call in for whatever reason, I think he's just a really super busy guy, and he's going to be busier and busier and busier as time goes by because he is so super talented. And he was playing with, you know, so many people. He was playing, you know, I think with Pam McCoy since he was 14 years old, and he taught at the Lake House for over 2 years, and he's a Berklee graduate of Berklee Academy of Music in Boston. He's so multi-talented, and I'm so sorry that he missed his show. But I, you know what? I can't be responsible for everyone, and I'm like, kind of throw this in, I'm like the second oldest of seven. I'm the first girl. And I felt very kind of also responsible for all of my siblings when I was growing up. And, you know, in a way, you have to be because your mom needs a lot of help, you know. So that's what I was the designated first daughter. And I was spoiled, and I was like a little princess, and I got great presents at Christmas time, and it is coming up to be Christmas. But I also was delegated the job of big sister. So I had to, you know, I had to pick up the slack where my mother was so busy keeping a house, and I'm telling you, you can't believe, I mean, my mother would be mortified, God bless her, she's in heaven, if she saw my place right now, because it's a holy mess, and because I have too much stuff, and I'm in the process of minimalizing, but I haven't gotten there yet. So if you came into our home, it was always in order, and till this day, I can't figure out how she did it. And I guess she did it because I was running around after my brothers and my sisters and trying to keep them in quiet or entertained or outside playing so my mother could keep the house nice and cook every night. And we had these feasts every night. It wasn't just on the weekends that we would have a good dinner. My mother was a great cook, and we had delicious food growing up. So anyway, that's my story of my childhood and being a big sister and having so many children. And we all went to parochial school, so we wore uniforms. But still, even so, even though we wore warm uniforms, there were still lots of clothes. I mean, washer and dryer went 24/7. I used to say, Mommy, can you please turn that dryer off? I can't get to sleep. No, Nancy, it has to stay on those clothes out to dry. So anyway, getting off of that. Kyle, I'm so sorry that you missed your show. You know? I mean, I sure hope it is Wednesday. I hope it's Wednesday the 16th. It must be because my show wouldn't come on the air. It wouldn't be on if it wasn't the right day. But anyway, so be it. We'll do a show another time down the line. You know, I guess what I'm going to just speak from my heart of what's been going on for so many months now with COVID. It almost reminds me of, I mean, the last, I guess I call it a catastrophe that we had with Superstorm Sandy. And that was when I got really involved in radio. And I started doing a few podcasts, and that's how I was discovered, actually, by Doc D. I had been on several radio shows. I'm going to backtrack and start at the beginning, because I haven't really told this story, and maybe it's a good time for me to tell this story. Hold on a minute. I don't even know how to take this message, because Kyle is calling me now, and I don't want to disconnect myself from my show. So I don't know what to do about Kyle. Let's say hold and accept. Thank you so much. Oh, that's great. Okay, here we are, and here's Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey,
hi, Kyle.
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Well, listen, in the meantime, my show disconnected when I hung up from you, so I had to call back into the show. So let me just give a briefing to everyone out there that was listening to the show. Now you know what it's like to do live broadcasting when you have a nor'eastern snowstorm and just technical difficulties and people are busy and lots is going out on the world. But I was sharing, and I want to finish my story that I was sharing. I was just sharing that when I released my first album over 8.5 years ago, I did a lot of interviews in New York, Manhattan, the Joey Reynolds Show, and then a lot of other shows. And I never really got to tell my listeners what happened is that I put my CD on the shelf. And I got into radio, and one day Gene Pirro asked me to go with him, so I was with Hamilton Radio for 2.5 years. So I'm going to stop that, and now I'm back into music. 8.5 years later, I hook up and connect to a friend of mine, Charlie Stone, Good Time Charlie, I call him, says, oh, I'd like you to get in touch. I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to work with this guy, Kyle. I go, oh, his last name wouldn't by any chance be Ward, is it? And he said, yes, it's Ward, Kyle Ward. I said, well, I know Kyle. I know Kyle for a few years. And so anyway, welcome, Kyle. And we're going to just start the show from the beginning, and I'm going to start my introduction again. So we're going to pretend that none of this happened to John Mulleran. I asked him for your number. He didn't have it. So it was kind of crazy. But here we go.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. So for those of you that have been listening to this craziness going on since like 5:30, my guest tonight, with further ado, is the awesome young entrepreneur and musician extraordinaire, multi-talented, owner of his own recording studio, Kyle Ward. So welcome, Kyle, and I'm so glad that you called in. Welcome.
Hello, friends. Hi, Nance.
Hi. So, Kyle, tell me, what have you been up to today that you forgot to call in at 5:25?
That's a great question.
Oh, you thought I was going to call you?
I wasn't sure how the radio thing worked, if I got a call and was like patching me in or how I was supposed to do it. But as soon as I realized that the time had passed, when I looked at the clock, I figured I'd call you right away. And here we are. Like most days in the week, I'll get up and I'll have a client come over and work on recordings. So this morning I was working on like a modern acoustic kind of thing with this lady, Michelle. She's a wonderful singer. And in the afternoon, a few days a week, I'll have lessons, always looking for more students and more people to work with. But then I right when it started snowing a little while ago, my client had to leave, get home, you know, because of the weather. And then I looked at the clock and realized it was 5:30 and scarfed down a sandwich and called you up.
Right. Well, you know, it's almost 6 o'clock now. So we've lost a little bit of time, but that's all right, because I'm going to have you talk for a few minutes because I'm going to do something really, I've never done this before, but I will be right back. So why don't you just talk to my audience for a little while? You just keep talking because you're in the studio, Kyle. So you just tell people about like your childhood and like who influenced you the most while you were growing up
and why, and I will be right back because I have to do something very important.
Okay, everybody's all over the place. So, you know, my parents were always into rock music, classic rock, Led Zeppelin and stuff, so I was always listening to classic rock radio and CDs, and at an early age, I kind of wanted to play an instrument. And there was a party at my house, I guess. We went to a party and someone was playing and they ended up teaching lessons. So I, you know, went with them. His name was Dave Miller, super, super awesome songwriter. And yeah, he trained me for a few years and then I did different programs in school. Did Rock and Music Academy, Rocket for Kids programs, School of Rock, all different, you know, things to kind of get better and learn how to work with bands. And in high school, you know, I really decided I wanted to get into music. I was kind of gigging in bars and doing different things. And so I went out for a few different music schools, and I went with the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And so, you know, I went there. I got into music production and writing. I'd already played guitar for some time and bass and drums and different instruments, but I, you know, really kind of found this new passion when I learned how to pair it with technology and recording, and when I was kind of starting to write my own stuff instead of just covering other people's tunes. And Berklee's program was really cool. My major was contemporary writing and production, and I got to, you know, write like little commercials and do, you know, rock arrangements, jazz arrangements, orchestral things. And so when I left school, I was still doing some gigs, but I really wanted to use the skills I got from school with the production. So I was working at Lake House for a bit, teaching lessons, a couple of years actually. John Liedersdorf and everyone there was always very supportive. And I left because I really wanted to just dedicate full time to either writing for a company or writing for myself or figuring it out, you know. So I just decided I was going to start recording people, singers in my bands, anyone who was in town, people I went to school with. And it's grown great. I mean, I started with a few clients, made a few songs, got a little better. Person recommended me, stumbled upon this person, networked, whatever. And now I have a whole bunch of people, and I've made a lot of songs. Nancy's one of the people I've been working with, and her song is great, and all kinds of people in the area and from New York. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to build on it, keep up with it every day, get better, get more clients, like just get into different genres of music. What else? I mean, just trying to play in different groups. I mean, the virus has made it tough, so the gigs and certain things are limited. But, you know, some people are willing to come over and work. And, you know, as you know, we're responsible and we're safe, right? So we do our thing. Right. And, you know, I mean, I think music's helped a lot of people out in this time. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, no.
So I agree.
You know, it's all...
Yeah, it's tough. It is. It's made it very difficult. And I just, you know, I was listening to what you had to say. I had to run out really quick and do something. But it's been a very interesting night as far as radio goes. Anything can happen on and even anything can happen on TV, which reminds me of I remember, like when these things, which is rare. Now, this is some of my bad, too, because I always have on my calendar, I have my guest telephone number on that date so that if I don't hear from them, I can call their cell and say, hey, would you call in right away because we have a show.
Yeah.
But I didn't have your number. I didn't have your number. And so anyway, now potential spam is calling me, and I'm not even, you know, I'm afraid to hit the decline button because I'm afraid it's going to take me out of my show. So we'll just have to hear the beeps. And I'm telling you, the technology is crazy, but the world has gone nutty. But it reminds me, like, this isn't so bad because I remember there was an artist, a female artist, it was her first time on, I watch all the late night. I'm a night owl, so you who work in the morning, I'm up like, you know, I'm going to bed when people are getting up usually. So I was watching this girl, and they announced her, and they said where she was from, and this was her debut on TV. I don't remember exactly which late show it was, but it was her debut. And it was like two or three sentences into her song,
it just went dead. No music. And I kept thinking, oh, any minute, it's going to come back. And I felt so bad for her. I was, oh, my God, here's her big opportunity. And it shot.
Right.
And it never came back on. And that was it. And they just put up technical difficulties. We're so sorry. We apologize. Blah, 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 blah. And the show just ended. And that was the end of it. I don't know. I'm sure they invited her back at some point. But I thought, well, at least, you know, we're getting to do the show. Even though there were some interruptions and people are out there just laughing, you know, they're going, there's a lot more serious issues, Nancy, than, you know, a few glitches of getting your show going. So then again, years ago, you know, before I even came back to New Jersey, you know, if I had a broken fingernail, that was a catastrophe. So things are better, better now. But I did, I gave you a nice intro and I did tell people a little bit about you. And that good. I am a new client. I'm an old fan. I shouldn't say that old, but because as I'm getting older, that word is getting worse to my ears. But so 24, 74, yeah, Kyle's 24. I was just 74, but I know I look 54, so I'm not worried about it. And I am very young at heart, so I just have to say, it's been a delight working with you, Kyle. And I believe everything happens for a reason. And however Charlie put it together, and it was just meant to be because I really wanted to go recording again. And I called a few old friends that I had recorded with in the past, and I only made like maybe two phone calls, and then this happened that we connected, and it was just meant to be. And then from you, and I will say this, I will tell people that when you get to hear this song when it's released, it's absolutely awesome because Kyle plays every single instrument on it, except I hired a B3 organ player, John Mollerin, and I called John. I said, hey, John, do you want to do a show? So he talked for a little bit, but he was on his landline, so I don't even know if people heard him talking. They might have because I had my phone on speakerphone. But he goes, well, I have to leave in 20 minutes. And I said, well, do you happen to have Kyle's number? So we had fun talking, and I said, you better be careful out there. It's bad. I mean, I don't know. It started snowing here about 3 o'clock when I went out. And I went to the post office and I told my whole post office story. I went yesterday, so I really got the bulk of my stuff sent out because my children are in Portland. I'm repeating myself now, but back to John. He goes, gee, I'm sorry. He goes, I thought I might have it, but no, I don't, but I'll make sure I get it for you anyway. So I'm so glad that we connected because we do still have quite a bit of time to talk. But I was telling people that I mean, come on. John Harrington was my lead guitarist on 6 of my songs that I recorded with Jeff Levine 8.5 years ago. And that album just sat on the shelf, and I did not promote it, and it was not promoted by the person that some people I recorded in different places. So now that I'm working with you and doing a few songs, I will be attaching the link to that album. And so I'm so excited to be back in music, and I'm telling you that today when I'm driving around and in the snowstorm, it reminded me of years ago when I had a boyfriend that I loved very much. And actually, and this is a very sad story, but I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to just share it because this is what goes on my show. He was killed by a drunk driver, and it was wintertime. And he was leaving a gig, and he was going across that Avon Bridge and going into Asbury Park to go to one of the clubs. And at the time, there was Mrs. J's, the Beer Garden, there was a Student Prince. Mm-hmm. There were so many. I mean, you could go from one bar to another bar to another bar, and they were open till 2, 3 in the morning. And then after that, of course, everyone went to the Upstage because the Upstage was open all night till 6 a.m. in the morning. And then people left from the Upstage and went to Long Branch to the Inkwell. And, you know, and you were partying all night long and all day, all night long by Lionel Richie, all night long and all day, too. So But I started, and I've been in a very creative mood. I don't know why. I've been writing song after song. I literally stopped, and thanks to you telling me about Vimeo, I recorded the song because I started writing a song about I was driving in the snowstorm to see my boyfriend, David Hess. And David Hess, we had been going out for only 6 months when he was killed, literally murdered. I mean, I'm not going to say murdered. Right. Take that back. I take that word back. But he was killed by a drunk driver. He was driving his van, coming across that bridge, and he got sideswiped by a guy that went through a red light on Main Street, going south. And he was thrown out of his van, and it killed him. And he was only 24 years old, your age. And I was 20. And so I, you know, what a heartache that was for me. And what a terrible heartbreak for everyone. And he was a great B3 organ player, speaking of B3 organ. And I met him at my parents' house in Allenhurst. I walked in one evening, and he was sitting in my father's chair. And I saw him, and it was, for both of us, it was kind of like a love at first sight thing. And we started dating. And so that was very sad, and that was many, many years ago. If you subtract 24 from, well, I'm 70. I was 20 at the time, so 20 from 74, that was like ages ago. But the pain is still there, so I wrote this song, and it's just have to. I just have to iron it out. I wrote the lyrics and the melody driving from my house to the post office. That's only about 7 blocks long. So I'm in a very creative mood, and I can't even imagine how you go from, you know, like one genre of music to another, to another, to another, to another, to another artist. It must be really difficult to juggle. And but you are one heck of a talented guy, I'll tell you that, and tell everybody else that worldwide, because I was so impressed, and I just love this song. Is getting rave reviews. I think I left you a message. My brother that lives in Florida called me. There are so many musicians in my family. There's 8 of us total, and one of my brother, Bobby, my Irish twin brother, is in heaven, and he was a great musician as well, but he was very shy. But my brother, Bob, who is a singer-songwriter, guitar player, and he's very technically, he owns his own computer company, and he just gave you the highest, like, accolades last night. He called me, and we talked for a long time, and he goes, Nancy, that song... He goes, you know, compared to all your other stuff that you did. And of course, it was 8.5 years ago in different studios, too. It was a compilation CD. And some of it was done at Quad Studio. That's the biggest studio in Tennessee. But he goes, that song is by far the best recording that I have heard. He said, I really... And I said, well, if you want to talk to Kyle, I'm sure he'd talk, because he was asking me all these technical questions about it and going, well, it sounds to me like it just is coming from an FM radio station. Like he was so impressed.
It's an honor. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Is an honor, because he's been doing this. He's a little bit younger than I am. He's about, let's see, 4. I can't keep track, really. Maybe 6 years younger than I am. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. 2, 4. No, he's 4 years younger than I am. But he's been doing music his whole life, and he's recorded albums, and, you know, he's really talented, and he's been singing in the choir. He's been singing at church for his whole life, too. And so, yeah, he was like, wow. And just like John Mollerin, he goes, Was that a drum application? And if it was, I want to know what one it was. I said, no, that was not. That was live drumming. That was live. And they only after a few tries. He just tried a few, 3 times and then recorded the whole thing without one error. So, yeah, everybody out there, you better. Well, I said it in the promo. I said, this guy's going places. And if you haven't met him yet, you will. You will. You better get him while the getting's good. That's what I
say. Well, yeah, no, not to plug myself, but for real, if anyone out there, is just looking for a safe place to go that's affordable and with someone supportive. Nancy will tell you, I really don't make it about me. It's all about, you know, it's about what you hear. And you know, I'm always looking for clients and people who are interested. So, you know, feel free to get in touch with me or give me a follow or whatever. And definitely listen to Nancy's stuff when it comes out, because coming out is really, really excellent. So, yeah, no, it's awesome.
Right.
Very exciting.
Right. And you did everything. You even sang on it. It was like awesome. It was just absolutely unbelievable. It's great. It's great to be that talented, Kyle. It really is. I mean, I wish that I knew you way back when I did, you know, because I had to not only pay studio time, I had to hire each individual. For those out there that are struggling artists, you know, money is always an issue. So I had to go and I had to pay, like, you know, every single artist, every time I walked in that studio, I had to pay them a certain amount of money every night. And, you know, that's the way it was. And back in the day, and you're quick, you're fast. So, you know, I was in that studio. Well, I did 6 songs too, so it took a while. But, oh, I spent a fortune. Right. I mean, I was blessed to be able to put that album out. A lot of artists, young artists, they can't do it. They only can put out like a few singles. And maybe in today's world, that's okay. But for a record company, they don't want to hear 3 songs. They want to hear a lot more than 3 songs if they're going to sign an artist, you know? So, I mean, the artists that are talented enough to make it to get a record deal, you have to. So it's tough. It's a tough business. And it's very tough, especially with COVID, because people are not being able to, you know, perform. In fact, Bob asked me, he said, Nancy, I don't know about your area of New Jersey, but like what's going on? He wanted to know about the clubbing and are there bands playing? And I had to tell him the truth. I said, so he was upset about that because he thought, oh my God, all those starving artists, what are they doing? How they make a living, gigging. And I said, well, there aren't that many places that are open. There just aren't. And you know better than I do. But, and with the, you know, they were doing outdoor gigging and they even opened St. John's Island. I think they did some gigs there and they did some outside concerts and the porch concerts in Asbury. But like, do you know anything about where indoor, other than the Wonder Bar? I don't know what, and Bar A maybe, what other clubs are even open for live music?
Not many. I've had to adapt and do like the restaurant stuff because there's a handful of restaurants that will allow you to do duo shows. But
oh, yeah, right.
Band stuff, nah. I mean, I did, you know, a couple months ago or last month, I did some stuff at Blue Grotto. And,
at the Grotto,
you know, some
outdoor Grotto,
stuff.
Right.
Playing at, like, you know, what they call Beach Tavern and different outdoor places. But, yeah, no, now it's, you know, the Cabin has indoor music and Galvetto's Pizza has indoor, Charlie's and Long Branch. There's a few places that are doing indoor and, you know, I mean, they said as many people as they are allowed and people have to, you know, mask up and do their thing. And we just kind of hang the two of us to whoever the duo is and, you know, but yeah, no, it's limited. I mean, you know, I mean, usually winter's a little slower anyway, but usually there's tons of places and bands and things, and you know, you're just not seeing that right now.
Right, and no, and you're not going to, because unfortunately, I mean, the numbers are up, and I don't know. Let's not even. I'm just going to go. Well, pandemics emerge, and it is what it is, and we just have to. We're all in this together, so we just have to be patient, and you know. And take it a day at a time. That's all we can do, really. That's all we can do. But getting back to your lovely studio, you know, I did post those. I'm really happy I took those photos of the studio because you do have a beautiful studio. And anything, I mean, what I love about it is that, well, see, I'm not like I used to record on my first album. I recorded and I was playing guitar a lot more then. And so I was able to do a rhythm guitar myself. But I haven't played that much recently and I don't gig out or anything like that. So I've been making This is what I do with my hands. I make afghans for the homeless, you know, for my friend Minister Steve Brigham, and I give them to him because there's people that are literally living in the woods again, so in the state of New Jersey. And I don't understand, like, I would head for, like, a warmer climate if I was homeless, and I'm sure a lot of people do, but some people are just stuck here, and that's it. But I even was, like, wondering, what are the poor animals doing out there? Where do they go? They must curl up under the cars or something and get into the – I don't know what the deer do. I guess they're just creatures that huddle all together and keep themselves warm through this because it's cold out there tonight.
Yeah, it is.
It was snowing really hard when I went out. I had a towel in my car, a small towel, and thank God. And I do have a brush, too, but I had the towel with handier. So I was only gone, like, maybe 10 minutes. And I came out, I had to do all my windshields and my mirrors and everything because it was really coming down. This is supposed to be a pretty bad one. We'll see what happens. If it snows all night, we'll wake up to a foot of snow. Oh, so I was supposed to record tomorrow. So we'll just wait and see what happens. But if there's a lot of snow out there, we'll have to wait till the following weekend is Christmas. So I guess I'll see you next year.
Right? That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I have my calendar here. Let me see. Let me check. Oh, no, it's on November. No wonder why I couldn't find it. No, I don't have your number in December either. Let me see, though. I was looking for it everywhere. And I think I whited it out by mistake. I was going to rewrite it, and then I didn't. I just have Kyle. I know. I did have your phone number there. And I whited it out because we changed it from Thursday. I took your number out of Thursday. That was stupid. And then because we changed the show to Wednesday, that's why I didn't have your phone number. So I did have the number, but I whited it out to write other notes because I use this as my reminder of everything that I have to do. You know, call the eye doctor, do this, do that, whatever. I have gross. My calendars, if you look at them, I sent a copy of one to my sister of the whole month. She goes, what the heck is all that Chinese? What the heck are you writing on your calendar? And it's a big calendar. I said, oh, I don't know. I put notes. I'll put song lyrics. I'll put, like, movies I want to get from the library. I put, like, my whole life history on my calendar. There's a friend of mine's telephone number. Like, I put all kinds of crazy things on my calendar. Anyway, I know what I'm going to get you now for Christmas. I'm going to get you a calendar. I'm going to get you a 21 planner, a written one. I already have one, but I'm not giving you mine. So I'm going to have to go find one for you that you have on your desk that will say, radio show.
Now, that won't be enough. I need a shock collar. I don't need a calendar. I need, like, a shock collar that electrocutes me every time I have an appointment.
Yeah, well, what about, don't they have those iPhone watches that give you an alarm, that you set an alarm on your phone, on your wrist?
Yeah, the Apple Watch.
What about one
cool.
of those?
No, I had in my notes. I wrote it down. I use my, you know, cell phone notes for my calendar. And I wrote it down and just, like I said.
Oh, yeah, I do that too, but then I don't look at it.
Yeah, right.
I don't look at it. I set alarms, like I set my, for my radio show, like I set my alarm for 5:20 because I know I have to
That's
call. And
smart.
I go into my podcast. I have everything up. I see that the show is going to go on air, what time, everything's in front of me. But, I can't depend on, like, in my iPhone. I have everything. I have notes. I have, like, 1,000 movies I want to see. I have grocery lists. I have doctor's appointments. I have everything. But that, if I don't look at it, I miss the appointment. So I have to write it down, too. And then, I don't know, it is what it is. I'm just glad that you got to call in.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's 6:17 already. I have only a few minutes left. I have a few minutes that I have. Wait, no, it's okay. We're okay because 5:30. I did it for an. I think I put an hour. I think I've made an hour show for us. I'm pretty sure. See, I don't even know that. I mean, I used to do just 45 minutes. I think I'd put an hour in for us. So let's see. What's everybody knows where to find you now because I put it everywhere. And then I'm going to put this, I'm going to listen to this broadcast, but it's still going to go up, even though there was some craziness that went on. It's okay. It's, you know, it's a snowstorm out, so I'll blame it on that. I'll blame it on that. Everybody was rushing around, like in the shop, like getting their last minute, you know, God forbid you run out of anything, right? We're so spoiled in this country, I think. We're so dependent on being able to just run out whenever. Well, I don't know. I was in San Diego for 28 glorious years. I say that, and it's true because the weather there is so beautiful. And I probably would have been back there, but then if I was, see, I wouldn't have been doing what I'm doing with you. So there's a plan for everybody's life, and you have to just get, although I am not thrilled, I know how to dress for this weather. And I just had my boots. In fact, I was looking for my boots. I go, where? I have so many shoes. Oh, my God. And boots. And I go, oh, my God. Where are my black boots? I know I have them. And, of course, I did have them. They were staring you right in the face practically. But so I go out. I don't mind the weather. I'm always dressed warm. I don't even – it doesn't bother me. I actually – I like the cold weather better than the summer. So I'm happy. And I have all the heat I want. So. Well, Kyle, all I can say is that I'm so glad that you called in. And if you want to, I don't know, give shout outs to anybody else, anybody, or if there's anything else you want to promote that's coming up for you, you can do that too.
Like I said before, if you want lessons at most instruments of production, or if you are, you know, trying to record songs, you know, please hit me up. You'll see the info in the promo, or you can check out KyleWardProductions.com or check out my Instagram, KyleWard27. And second thing is, get ready in the next couple of weeks for Nancy's single, Something Was Wrong. It's a really cool, you know, rockabilly country, kind of this really cool fusion thing. And we had a lot of fun with it, and she did a great job singing, and, so, yeah, just be on the lookout for that and, you know, feel free to be in touch. That's it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And I'm just, I'll say thanks, Charlie, for sending me, you know, to the right person to do music with, because I'm really excited. And it's gotten me so, like I said, I started before he even, like, mentioned you. I was thinking, you know, where am I going to go? Where am I going to do it? What am I going to do? And, oh, my God, no, it's too much money. All these studio musicians I have to hire. And it worked out perfectly for me. And it will work out perfectly for so many people because you're so good at what you do. And you're a one-man band. I mean, that's it. So, and now I don't even know. Like, I'm so excited. I thought I was going to do, you know, a different song, the song we were going to work on the last time. But now I'm thinking, no, maybe not. And I have a list. I have like 6 new songs that are like in the making from like a few months ago. And then the song that I started writing today, I might do that. I might do that song. So we'll see. We'll just play it by ear. We'll see how tomorrow goes. If all the roads are cleared, you never know what's going to happen with this global warming business. You don't know. It might be clear. The roads might be clear and I might come up, be able to come up. And if not, I'll give you a call. But I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I want to thank you for all of your input. And Kyle also is, by the way, the song Something Was Wrong is produced by Ryan Rocks Productions, LLC, and Kyle Ward Productions, LLC, because he put so much into the song that it's incredible. And and if he does the same thing for my next song, he will be the producer as well, along with me, of those songs as well. So, yeah, get on board. Last night there was a show on TV, and I really was lucky to have Channel 2 on because it was a Bon Jovi opened it up. And it was a really Bruce was on, too. He didn't sing, though, but he did talk. And they had a lot of really wonderful artists on that sang songs. And some had to do with what's going on in the world today. And it was really an uplifting show. And my song is about that too, about current affairs that are going on, but it's very uplifting and very positive. And the end of it is, yes, the sun will shine again, and it will shine again. So I want to thank you like one more time, and I'm going to close up my show and do my not-for-profit. So thanks, Kyle, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, you will. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
And by the way, Kyle is very – he's close by. He's close by. I didn't put – you can tell them where your studio is, but I didn't
yeah, no, I mean, I'm in Rumson. I'm in Rumson,
yeah,
so I'm 10-15 minutes from Red Bank. I'm a half hour from Asbury.
Exactly.
I'm right by the water. Yep.
Right.
Awesome.
Exactly.
All right, Nat. Have a great one. Thanks.
All right, you too. Say hello to your family, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year and all that. I'll talk to
you
soon,
too.
Kyle. Take care.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Well, okay. Bye-bye. Okay, well, folks, that was Kyle Ward, and it was really nice. I'm so glad he called in. He's a busy guy. He is a super, super busy guy. And, of course, I will say it, my bad. I always have my guest's telephone number on my calendar. And the show did get interrupted, but it did, you know, they started it up again. And so I just want to talk about my not-for-profits. I'm so glad that we got to do the show with Kyle because, I mean, he is just the greatest. And I'm so – it is really an honor to be working with him for me. He's added so much to my music. It's just really incredible. And I've been getting such rave reviews from my family and friends. Of course, my family aren't going to – they're going to support me as they do. But I've had some people in the industry listen to it as well. And they're really psyched about it. So I'm psyched about it because I've gotten some great feedbacks from some people that know, really know, you know, that this is a well produced song. And now it's going to be a well promoted song. So without further ado of introducing Kyle when he came on, I want to talk about my not-for-profits that I've been promoting for. I started my radio show, to promote not-for-profits. And so the first one is Minister Steve Brigham of Tent City of Lakewood. Now it's Lakewood Outreach. If you can help with your time, talent, or any kind of contributions whatsoever, just get in touch with Steve Brigham. He is on Facebook, and I believe his telephone number is there. You can call him up, and he could use all the help that he can get. He's a very dedicated minister. He's an ordained minister for 20 years, and he's a wonderful man, and he does so much for the homeless in the state of New Jersey. Art Ackerman, City of Angels Recovery Radio, also a wonderful radio show, and I met him way back when. I met those people way back. They're still doing recovery radio now for 8 years. Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. Kim Guiadango, she's the president and CEO of Fulfill, which used to be the food bank of Monmouth and Ocean County. And she's the former lieutenant governor as well. They do. I mean, all of these people are so dedicated, and thank God for them. They're angels on earth. That's what they are. Paul A. Ressler, president and CEO of Tupac, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. And Lord knows with the epidemic that we're having with opiates and different drugs like that, we really need people to be informed of all of this, and we need people to be carrying Narcan. I think that is the drug that people need to reverse the effects of someone that is overdosing. Mr. Tim McClune, friend of mine and awesome, I was going to say magician. He is very magical. He's a magical person, but he is a musician, of course, and he is the founder of Holiday Express. And Tim, my heart goes out to you, having used up so many wonderful restaurants, and it's been a difficult time for you. So I'm praying that things get back to normal soon, and you can enjoy doing what you love to do. Okay, Philip Richards, director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, and that is on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park. And I have to tell you, they have one of the best, the very best, thrift shops. It is enormous. I've been donating. The reason I know is because I've been donating a lot of things to them. So if you want to minimalize and you want to clean out, you want to help a great organization that does so much, the Rescue Mission is, I can't even begin to tell you about them. You just have to go down there and get a pamphlet and find out, or go online and find out all of the wonderful things that they do. So those are my not-for-profits. I do have a few sponsors. They are not paying sponsors. They are just sponsors that I help them out. We have like what's called, and I think a lot of people are going back to this and have been for a few years, if you want to call it the barter system, where there's no money transactions going on. But I want to tell you who my current wonderful doctor is, Dr. Ronald Chicklin, and he's on Sunset Avenue in Ocean. And he's also got another office up in North Jersey. And so he's my most recent sponsor. And then Dr. David Marin, chiropractor and owner of the Marin Wellness Center in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. They do therapy, and I believe that they were doing acupuncture. I haven't been there in many years, and they do therapeutic massage. And it's a fabulous place. I've been there several times because when my back goes out, which it does once in a while, I need their help. And they put me right back together again, and I'm pain-free. And the last but not least is my doctor, Dr. George Cepak of the Peck Center in West Orange, New Jersey. He is a plastic surgeon and reconstructive surgeon as well. He does reconstructive surgery. Now, don't think that I've been going for facelifts or anything like that, because I haven't. I have 10 seconds till my show is over. So I'll end it on that. No, I don't have facelifts or any facial work done. I wish I could afford that, but I can't. Maybe that's a blessing in disguise that I don't go do that. But I did have a serious issue, an accident years ago. So every now and then I need a little tweak of my nose so that I can breathe. So I'm going to go now, and I want everybody to please, please be safe out there, okay? It's pretty nasty. The weather is pretty gruesome and brutal. So if you don't have to go out, don't go out, and let the plows do their jobs. And when the roads are clear and safe, that's the time to go out again. All right, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy. God bless. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and just God bless us all, because we really need it. We're all going through tough times, and this is a time where we all really need to band together and care about each other. And the show I saw last night on CBS was really wonderful, and that's what the musicians are sharing, of spreading the love and concern. And although we may be nervous, we may be uptight, we may be a little bit on edge, we have to calm down and try to remember that we're not the only ones that are suffering through this COVID, and having even some family members pass from this virus. We just have to band together and know that, and I'll use the lyrics to my song, the sun will shine again. Over and out. Good night, everybody. Till my next show, this is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Good night.